Take us away with takeaways.
Yes, so much good stuff here. So we started off with honest, no BS. What is AI ops, right? And you start off with like, well, we're figuring it out. but it's really about, trying to leverage this generative AI technology to make a business impact, right? To optimize for various, business processes to make someone's job easier. And you talked about some different examples, right? Where you would go and you would talk to different parts of the organization, sales, marketing, customer success, learn how they're doing things, find friction points, figure out how to improve their functions, get the buy-in needed. And we clarified that, there's a difference between the kind of AI operations that you're doing. And I think then, some other ways that AI operations, I'm doing some air quotes here, is being used out in the space. I think a lot of people think of it purely technically, like ML ops, DevOps, right? But this is really around people, process first, impact first, value first, and then technology is a supporting pillar for that. When you talked about interviewing all these people, you really were trying to have a free flow conversation and how important this was to really understanding what people need, the curiosity that you talked about, and really learning to how to unspeak Google. You mentioned that a few times throughout, right? And we've all our generation, we train ourselves on keywords, right? That's just how we think. And this is a new paradigm. How do you know when AI can be used? Well, you said there's three different levels, right? There's these quick wins, the low hanging fruit. There's a little bit more advanced stuff where maybe now you need to use a vector database or some, multi-stage agents. And then there's go to the third level where you really want to interact with enterprise data. I think that's an interesting kind of framework, almost a maturity model to think about. We talked about quick wins and how important that is. One example is like in marketing, you have to create lots of landing pages, right? That's a great application of AI that can have a big impact fast. And you said that you had a stack that you kind of worked with here that started with things like Streamlit and a vector database, but it's been evolving. And you talked a little later about how that stack is evolving. And then finally, before I pass it to Juan here, how do you start? You said create momentum. So you just have to get into it. You just got to start doing it. The bar is now lower than it ever has been before because of ChatGPT. There's some coding required, but not a ton, right? You said you yourself don't consider yourself a coder, although obviously you have some skills there. You're not a unicorn, right? Or you don't have a unicorn that you can put into this role where at least pair somebody on the business side with somebody on the technology side. That could be a really powerful duo to lead AI operations. Mm-hmm. And there's so much more. You said act like consultants. I thought that was a great phrase. But Juan, over to you. What were your takeaways?
Yeah, so interesting on your stack, how's it evolved? Like right now, a lot of this can be learned by using ChatGPT and stuff to go program around it. So React is your front end, right? MongoDB. Mongo now has all this vector search. So it's really easy to get this up and running. Measurements, right? So the reality is in business is that you do need to figure out how you're going to measure the ROI around this stuff. So like when you create these apps, you're implementing tracking and web analytics like Mixpanel, putting things into Slack and you get some anecdotal feedback in there. And you really have these surveys. So you're really structuring the questions to get the truth around the impact, understand that productivity gain, which what you've been seeing is around a 25% productivity gain. And not necessarily looking to drive a higher percentage. So it's, that 25, let's get that to 30 and 35. It's rather to focus then on just increasing the adoption, the usage of that, and then just understanding new business processes or departments where you can go in and expand that use case. And I noted there that when you don't see the results you expect, neither to drive the adoption or that solution doesn't fit, or the problem wasn't really strong enough to actually deal with it. So I think that's something that we start then literally understanding more of our business. So you start cataloging the processes of the business and finding those problems or those opportunities. Interesting findings that you have while talking to people is that you find that there's two different groups doing the same thing, right? There's duplicate work, duplicate processes. There are things that are real problems, but the AI can't really solve that needs to be escalated in different ways. And as you are looking to empower the AI, the same problems that plague people plague also AI. You have to deal with the sensitive data, the private data to consider, and so forth. And at the end of the day, where is this all going? I mean, let's acknowledge that this is, I like the analogy, like fire. Oh my God, this is amazing. Oh my God, I can burn down our house, right? So there's two different routes if you think about it. Your point is that AI ops will be seen more and more in a couple of years. Obviously, smaller companies will move fast, and it would be a shame if it's under IT. How did we do? Anything we missed?
I thought you did great. I don't know how you did that. Amazing.
No ChatGPT was involved. So
yeah, Brandon did not create an app for us to do this.
But we have been trained for almost 4 years. Doing this, so. All right. To wrap up here quickly, Brandon, three questions for you. What's your advice about data, about life, whatever you want? Who should we invite next? And what resources do you follow?
Advice. I'll expand on something I said earlier is like, you know, there's a lot of people who want to do a lot of things and are, you know, have already defeated themselves in their mind. And this advancement in technology is going to empower a lot of people to do things they couldn't do. And so lean into that. That would be my advice. Who to have next? Rachel Woods is, have you had Rachel on the podcast yet?
We haven't. I've been reaching out to her. So
yeah. Rachel's phenomenal. She's a very forward thinking person in the space and knows a ton. It's had a lot of success. And so, she's been a good friend and mentor on this process as well. So I'd say Rachel, and what was the third question?
What resources do you follow?
People, blogs, magazines, or whatever.
This will be a good way to end. I created a bespoke application for myself that goes out and uses something called Exa Search and then also Google Custom Search to find news related to AI operations every day and summarize those into blurbs that I read. So they're coming from all over.
That is a good way to end things off. You created an app for that.
I love it. Brandon, thank you so much. I'm really excited that we had this conversation because it's going to, hopefully everybody who's listening, they're seeing there is a huge opportunities and you're leaving money on the table and time on the table. Get that back and let's be more productive. So thank you so much. Cheers.
I appreciate it.
Cheers, Brandon.
Have a good one.